Welcome to Come to the Brink. I'm Zoe Flowers, and this is a space for those of us navigating profound life changes like loss, trauma, caregiving, and transformation. It's about what happens when everything you thought was solid crumbles beneath you and you're forced to rebuild. If you've ever felt like you're standing on the brink, this is the space for you. Welcome. Okay, it's September. I'm walking, I'm talking, the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day. And the thing that came up today was how people who are deeply spiritual, and I mean people who do conjure things of that nature, how caught up we can be almost to the point of obsession with evil eye and being cursed and being hexed. And even if you are chronically online, as I am, the amount of videos I see about hexing is astounding. And there's a lot of money in that. There's a lot of money in fear, in causing people to be fearful. And I'm not saying that there aren't reasons to protect yourself, right? Like, obviously, we need to do our spiritual protection. But the other thing, and I'm not sure if it's talked about enough, is the ways that we curse, hex, or are the ops to our own self. How many times have we looked in the mirror and cursed the way we look? And let me be clear. When we think about curses, we think about people sitting around, you know, a cauldron, plotting and planning and mixing and and scheming and scamming, right? But when we look in the mirror, and if we hyper-focus on a part of our body that we feel is unsatisfactory, I feel like that's a curse. I feel like we're cursing our body parts. We're hexing our own image. And because that dissatisfaction is often coming from the very depths of our soul, oftentimes because of other people who told us who we were or who we weren't, that spell is going to be more powerful than any hex from a stranger, from a relative, or from a friend. No weapons formed against me shall prosper. We could even use that for our own selves, right? Because so many times we form our own weapons against ourselves. So let's stop doing that. You know, it's fall. It's a time of transition. It's not fall yet. We're almost there. We're almost in fall. So we're literally in a time of transition. We are in between eclipses. We are in between seasons. And there's magic in the in-between. So, and I'm going to do this too. for the next week or so, when we look in our reflection, let's smile. Let's bless. Let's find something to love about our reflection. And again, let's just do it for like a week or two and see how we feel. And maybe journal about it. All right? All right. Peace.